Prof. Farida Khanom is an author, editor, translator, public speaker and former professor of Islamic studies at Jamia Millia Islamia, New Delhi. Among her books are A Simple Guide to Sufism and A Study of World's Major Religions. She has translated into English many books authored by Maulana Wahiduddin Khan. Currently the chairperson of CPS International, she is a regular contributor of articles to various publications. Prof. Khanom has edited Maulana's English translation of the Quran, and has also translated his Urdu commentary of the Quran into English. Islamic Concept of Gender Equality. Men are from Mars, Women are from Venus is a book written by American author and relationship counselor John Gray. The book states that there are fundamental psychological differences between the two sexes. Not taking into account these differences creates problems and friction in relationships, families, and society at large. In an article published in Time magazine, November 18, 2019, p. 21, biological differences among men and women are attributed to be a factor in women being more susceptible to lung cancer, at least in theory. Research shows that the type of lung cancer, most common among non-smokers, disproportionately affects women, and young women are more likely to have a gene mutation, often found in the tumors of non-smokers. Quirks of female sex hormones, or women's immune systems, could be responsible. Something about female biology could make women more susceptible than men to genetic mutations caused by carcinogens and cigarettes. If so, a higher percentage of women who pick up the habit could develop cancer, relative to men. Thus, the biological and psychological differences between men and women are a scientific reality. Any attempt to formally guide human beings regarding their role and status in society must necessarily take into account these differences. The Quran calls Islam a religion of nature. This is because Islam is, in fact, based on the laws of nature. The commands of the Quran are a direct expression of those laws which have operated in the world of nature since its creation. The teachings of Islam regarding women are based on the same laws of nature. Accepting them is not akin to the acceptance of general human laws, where both acceptance and refusal are possible. The rejection of Islamic teachings as regards women is a rejection of the laws of nature, and by doing so, man can never successfully construct his life in the present world. Study of the Quran and Hadith informs us that one of the laws of nature is that all the things in the world have been created in the form of pairs. The Quran states, "And we created pairs of all things so that you might reflect." 51:49. The scientific study of the universe has further corroborated this law of nature. The primary unit of the universe, the atom, is composed of negative and positive particles. In the absence of any one of the two, the atom cannot come into existence. Even trees have male and female characteristics. The whole world is said to exist in pairs. Nature's entire factory has functioned all along on this binary basis. Gender binarism shows that if anything in this world is to function properly, it must first recognize its true position and adhere strictly to the limits set for it by nature itself. For instance, if the negative particles of atoms tried to change themselves into positive particles, or vice versa, the entire structure of the atom would be shattered. Similarly, if men, animals, and trees wanted a change in their position, and they opted for a change in their roles, the entire system of nature would be disrupted. The teachings of Islam regarding women are based on the laws of nature. The rejection of Islamic laws as regards women is a rejection of the laws of nature, and by doing so, man can never successfully construct his life in the present world. Islamic teachings regarding women is rooted in this system of nature. According to Islam, men and women are equal as regards honor and status, but physically, biologically, and psychologically they are different. To maintain the system of nature between men and women socially, Islam advocates that women should work in their capacity. The system of the human world is divided into two departments of equal importance. One is represented by the home, and the other by the office. Just as an office in this context is not confined by four walls but represents a center of activity, similarly, home is not marked by a boundary, being also a complete practical center of activity. Under this division, men and women have been assigned different fields of activity. All tasks are of equal importance, being neither superior nor inferior. This system of nature has functioned successfully in the world for thousands of years. With the emergence of Western civilization in modern times, efforts were made for the first time to repudiate this system. In the name of gender equality, an intensive movement was launched. Male and female were declared to be identical and interchangeable in all respects. But the 200-year experiment showed that this self-styled equality could not be established in any part of the world. Many reports and surveys came out in the Western press, which described the failure of the feminist movement. Following is a report concerning the U.S. of the most developed part of the world. This report was published in the October 1993 issue of the Atlantic magazine under the caption, "Feminism's Identity Crisis, The most effective backlash against feminism comes from within. The system of the human world is divided into two departments of equal importance. One is represented by the home, and the other by the office. According to the report, polls suggest that a majority of women hesitate to associate themselves with the feminist movement, not wanting to identify themselves as feminists. The polls also enumerate unarticulated ambivalence about feminist ideals, particularly concerning private life. Feminism is a non-issue, says Ellen Levine, the editor-in-chief of Redbook. Women don't think about it, they don't talk about it, and they seem not to be particularly interested in politics. Feminism, however, is popularly deemed to represent the belief that men and women are equally capable of raising children, and equally capable of waging war. Thus, feminism represents, in the popular view, a rejection of femininity. According to a survey by Redbook, feminism has made it harder for women to balance work and family life. Ellen Levine believes that wage-earning mothers still tend to feel guilty about not being with their children, and to worry that, the more women get ahead professionally, the more children will fall back. Prof. Farida Kanem Thesentrafarpeset, mail.com.